Morning, everyone. If you didn't know, a couple weeks ago, our youth went on our summer mission trip. Again, this year, we went up to Surrey County, North Carolina. If you're not sure where that is, think Mount Airy. We were all around there. And we had a great time. And the youth, they wanted to share with you about their experience. And when I was talking to them about how do we want to share this, we decided to do something a little different. This time, we want to give you just a little taste of what a day looked like at camp. We're not just going to talk about it, we're actually going to have some fun and act it out too. We're going to be serious when it's time, but we're also going to have a little bit of fun because we did have a lot of fun this week. So, without further ado, we're going to give you the day in a life of the Surrey Baptist Association Missions Camp. So if you guys want to come on up here and take your places, we're going to have some fun and tell you about what we did up in Surrey County. After a night of very little sleep, in a Sunday school classroom packed with students and adults, it was finally time to wake up and start our morning. Needless to say, we did not want to get up. All right, guys, come on, time to get up. Come on, time to get up. Come on. I know, come on, it's time to get up. We got to get going. Come on, time to get up. Get up, come on, it's time to go. 7 o'clock, come on. Once they finally got up, we all came down and gathered in the gym. We were staying at Salem Baptist Church in Dobson. And in the gym is where we would have our breakfast. Churches in the association would donate the breakfast for us. So we ate a lot of sausage biscuits.
Yum!
Once breakfast was over, every morning it would be time for us to get alone. We would grab our Bibles, take off and find a spot somewhere in the church, and spend some time just us and God. Our daily quiet times came from 1 John. We read through pretty much the entire book that week. Each day was a challenge because 1 John is all about not just talking the Christian life, but living the Christian life. Each day we were challenged to put our faith into action. What does it look like to be a Christian? To actually live like it? It's one thing to talk it, but it's totally different to actually live it. After our quiet times, we would gather up into the youth room. They have a very large youth room, and that was our gathering spot. And we would gather for our morning celebration time. This would be a time when they would always show a funny video to try and get us up, get us going. We would play a game or something to get moving. Because, again, we had a long day, didn't get much sleep, so we had to get active. During that time also, our camp pastor, Matt, he would issue a challenge for the day. Before we went off to our ministry sites, he would give us some scripture and talk about what it means to go off and actually do the Lord's work. Two things really stuck out to our youth when we were talking about this time. The first thing was one day Matt used the scripture of when Jesus fed the 5,000 and how he used that little boy's bag lunch to feed that many. And all the boy did was offer what he had. If we offer what we have, offer what we can do, God can take even that little thing and multiply it. God took that small little lunch and fed 5,000 men. He can use our small little activities and multiply it to touch many, many lives. The second thing that kept on sticking out to us, because he said it over and over again, was he reminded us that it is
not about me.
After that, it was time to go off to our ministry sites. The youth were placed into 9 different crews, and these crews were made up of about 10 to 11 youth from all the different churches that were represented there. And the crews would then go off to a different site each day to do a different type of ministry. Some of us went to Habitat for Humanity build sites, to nursing homes, homeless shelters, pregnancy centers, children's homes. Some went to do a basketball camp. They worked at food pantries and just many other different places in Surrey County and also even up into Virginia. This morning we got four youth who would like to come up now, and they're going to share about one of their sites that they went to and what they did, but also what God did. So we're going to have Chris come up and share, and then Tabitha, Brandon, and finally Haley. So Chris, come on up and tell us about something.
I'm going to talk about the Joy Ranch. So the Joy Ranch is kind of like Noah's home, but it's, what's that word you said?
It's a crisis center.
The crisis center. And like, so we went, it's like in Virginia. So we went up there, moved some stuff back into the rooms. And after that, I'm sleepy. But the thing that got me is like, you move yourself back to the room, you can see the smiles on the people's faces, how happy they are. And then, no, I ain't crying. I'm done.
Well, I guess it's my turn. Okay, well, I was in a group by myself, and the site that touched me the most was Pilot Mountain Outreach. Well, it's basically where, it was basically a pantry where they gave food and all types of other stuff to people who didn't have it. And that made me think, okay, well, I have toilet paper, I have food in my refrigerator, I have all this stuff, and it made me realize that I shouldn't take myself for granted, because people would come in there without food, and you could just see how grateful they were. And with us there, we helped them separate things. We filled orders for the people. And it just touched them to know that there's a place where they know that they'll be able to get a next meal, because some people don't get to get a next meal. So that's where I worked there. And, I mean, that site really touched me because it helped me realize that I shouldn't be a spoiled brat and say, oh, I got food, and, you know, not everybody has it. So that's my site.
During our missions camp week, the place that touched me the most was a place called Lifespan. It was a place for people that were mentally disabled. We just went there and played games with them and do arts and crafts and played lots of bingo. And it was weird to see how just doing those little things would show them that God loves them and that we care about them and that they have a place in life that's to be filled. And just sitting in there it's just weird to think about how just doing something that little can make a difference in their lives and show you what you can really do in life.
Hi. Instead of talking about a ministry site, I'm actually going to be talking about a special individual that really touched me. At first, I was sad because I wasn't going to go to Lifespan, which Brandon just talked about, a place for special needs adults, and it was my favorite site last year. But then I met John. He was the guy that was in my group that had some mental disabilities, but despite those disabilities, he really taught me a lot. First, he taught me not to care what others think. No matter what other people said, he stayed positive. He was one of the hardest workers and always volunteered if there was an unfinished task. And if asked to do something else, he'd smile and say, "Sure thing." Even if everyone else was just sitting around doing nothing, John was working. If people were more like John, and less like the couple other individuals in my group, churches wouldn't have to beg for nursery workers, committee members, or volunteers. Another thing John taught me was to have great faith. On Thursday, my group was with Josh, and we had to go to a woman's house and load a trailer with items she was donating. Once the trailer was full, we tried to drive it into the field to get more stuff. When the truck bottomed out and the trailer was literally stuck in a hole in the asphalt that I had made. Most of us teenagers hopped on the back to try to weigh it down. When I saw John talking to himself, so I looked over at him and said, "What are you doing, John?" And he said, praying for an elephant to fall from the sky, hit the back of his trailer, pop it out of the hole it made in the asphalt so we can leave. Then he looked at me and said, "What? It could happen." This reminded me to have great faith because God can do anything because he is a mighty and powerful God. The last thing I want to share about is the mega relay. I really wanted to win. I had never won before, and I had a small group, which means I had a great advantage. And I even had a deep, detailed, thought-out strategy. But even John wasn't quite thinking we were going to win. When the cook, Beverly, said, "It's like David and Goliath," John said, "But I don't have a stone." She said, "You just have to have faith." He said, "You're right. I have faith that we are going to win." And we did. I'm so glad that I was in John's group and I was his leader and got to know him. But even though I was his leader, he definitely taught me more than I taught him. I may not have gone to Lifespan, but I spent my week with John, and I really think God put us together for a reason.
And you can come and talk to any of these other youth, and they could share with you even more stories. Nursing homes of talking with some of those folks. Some of the kids that they met while they were playing basketball. Just various things. And it was amazing how even the smallest little thing that we did made a big impact in a lot of these lives. After a long day on ministry site, though, we come back to Salem Baptist Church, and it would have some free time. At the time, we could play basketball, we could relax and talk with our friends, some maybe you would go and take a little nap, all that. But after getting hot and sweaty on site, the most important thing was,
"I need a shower!"
With all the work that we did during the week, or during each day, supper could not come fast enough. Miss Beverly, who was our camp cook, she would have to prepare supper every night for over 100 people, always with a smile on her face. And she'd always have it laid out, ready for us to eat. There was a huge rush to get into line, as you can imagine. But always, as always, the supper and the food was great.
Yum, yum.
After supper, it was time every night we would gather for worship. This would be a time when we would come together and sing God's praises. The band Stone's Throw would lead us, and we would worship, and this was one of our favorite songs. After some time of singing, dancing, just having a good time in the Lord, it'd be time to sit down, and Matt would always bring a message. And our theme this year was, as you can tell on our t-shirts, "The Biggest Loser," based off of the TV show, but we weren't talking about losing weight. Instead, it was based off of Luke 9:24. These are Jesus' words: "For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it." The whole focus this week was a reminder that, again, it's not about us. It is about living for Christ. We are to die every single day to our wants and desires and put His wants and desires first. Every day we were supposed to get out and we're supposed to go and think, act, and speak for Jesus Christ. We are supposed to live for Him every single day. And when we do that, we are truly the biggest losers because we are gaining so much more. Because we were gained in Christ's favor. After worship, it would be our chance to get together as a youth group. Again, a lot of us were spread out all over the county during the day. And it would be a chance for our church group devotions. Youth would share what they did, what happened that day on site. They would share some fun stories about what people they met. But they always made sure that they shared where they saw God that day. What did God do in and through them? And one thing that we did this year that I was very proud of our youth, every night I had a few of them share a personal prayer request, something that we could be praying for them, something that they need support in, and they were very open and honest with what they needed us to pray about. And then it wasn't Tom, Emily, or I that prayed out loud for them, but it was our youth who prayed. They actually prayed for each other every single night for something that was needed.
Dear God, just thank you for this amazing day at camp. Thank you for allowing us to see your love and to share your love with others. At this time, I would like to take a little second to pray for Aaron and his grandmother as she is really sick. I know that it can be hard to have some sick family members, but I just pray that he will put his trust in you and that if it be your will, you will heal her sick. Amen.
Dear God, right now I'm just going to pray for Connor and everything that's about to happen this year with changing schools and getting into a new environment. God, just be with him and show him the right way. Let him gain your friends and hopefully have a great school year. In your name we pray. Amen.
After the time that we had to pray for each other and share, it'll be time for some organized recreational activities, what they called nightlifes. We had one night what was called Crew Mania, which was some minute to win it games with our crews. We also had a volleyball and basketball tournament. We got to go swimming one night, and we had what's known as the Mega Relay, which is pretty much think of as many different things you can do in a relay race, and that's what we did. It was fun to do these things with the youth from the other churches and just get a time to relax. Each day was full. And we went from the time we woke up until it was time to go to bed. We moved all the time. Needless to say, we were all very, very tired. And when we got back into the rooms, crammed in again, lay down on our air mattresses and tried to go to sleep. Unfortunately, there were some that were just so wound up that they did not want to go to sleep. So every single night, we ended up having to say, as they go ahead and they can go and find a seat, I want to share a little bit more about this week. I hope you enjoyed just getting this glimpse of what the day was like. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of laughs. But we also saw a lot of God. This trip up to Surry County was our second time going. And as always, each trip, no matter if you go to the same place, is a little bit different. I'd like to share with you some things that I saw during the week. Some things I saw in our youth. Some things that I learned during the week as well. First off, I got to admit, I was a little bit nervous knowing that Pastor Tom was coming with us. The over-under on the number of times I got fired was 10. I got to 9. So, just knowing that he was there thinking, oh no, what's he going to think? But it was great having him here. I know the youth enjoyed having him. But this week seemed like it was the Murphy's Law Missions Week. If something could go wrong, it probably did. We got to camp Sunday night, and our camp pastor, Matt Tuning, he is actually a church planter up in Boston. And so he was supposed to be flying in Sunday night. He was not going to be there for that time, but would be there Monday morning for our morning celebration. I was talking with Kevin, who was the camp director, and he told me that Matt's connection flight from New Jersey to Greensboro was canceled. So he was going to be later. And so we were like, okay. Right before we went to bed, he told me Matt's second flight that he got on got canceled again. Instead of being there Monday morning, it was Tuesday afternoon before he landed in Greensboro. He had 6 flights canceled on him. So Monday night, we had to scramble to find someone to speak. And thankfully, the pastor of Salem Baptist was willing and able and stepped right in for us. So that was the first thing that kind of went wrong. The second thing was that we were using one of the North Carolina Baptist Men's shower trailers. And they have to have a special holding tank to catch all the runoff water. That holding tank was not delivered in time. It was not until Monday night at about 10 o'clock before we were able to start getting showers. And needless to say, we needed showers after a long day. So, another thing went wrong. A couple nights, the internet and computers wanted to go on the fritz and didn't want to work properly. The sound one night for the band started to go in and out. Just anything and everything seemed to be going wrong. And then we get to our church van. I had to drive it. My site was the Joy Ranch. This is a kind of like Mills Home, like what Chris was saying, but it is for crisis situations. If a child, for some reason, usually not their own doing, is in a crisis where they need a place to stay, they would go to the Joy Ranch. And it is actually up in Virginia. Tuesday afternoon, after being up there, we were coming down I-74, and just a downpour. We were about 10 miles away from Salem Baptist Church, and all of a sudden, the windshield wipers stopped working. Somehow, we made it back without dying, so that was very good. But Thursday morning, heading up to site, we're going up I-77, up the mountain. If you've ever driven through Virginia there, you know how that is. And all of a sudden, I smell something, and I look out the rearview mirror, and there's black smoke coming out of our van. The transmission was beginning to overheat. When I got back to site, or got back from site that day, I told Tom, "You don't have to fire me. I quit." My nerves were frayed from driving that thing, and I didn't know what was going to happen. All these things were going wrong. And a lot of times, I felt like just throwing my hands up and saying, "What's the point? It's not worth it." But I got to say, I'm proud of these teenagers down here. Because never once did I hear them complain and say, "Why are we here? All of this is going wrong. Let's go home." Instead, they stayed positive, and they continued to go out and do what we were there to do, which was to serve in the name of Jesus Christ. I think the only complaints that I heard from our youth was about some of the other youth who did not pull their own weight on site. Philip told me one day, he and Greg were at Habitat for Humanity site. I said, "How'd the day go?" And he said, "Well, other than Greg and I doing all the work, it was okay." And some of them just didn't want to work, it seemed like. But our youth, I didn't hear from any adult say that our youth did not jump in and work, that our youth were not doing their weight. We went for a reason. Our reason was to serve. And our youth did that. They kept a positive attitude. Even when we were stinking to high heaven Monday evening and needed showers, I didn't hear a complaint about when are the showers going to be fixed. They were good. They knew while we were there, and they stuck with it. Their attitude was awesome. I also saw our youth do some other awesome things. One night, one of our youth, God was actually dealing with this youth's heart quite a bit. And this youth was sitting over by himself and walked over and was talking. And some others started to notice as well. And before I knew it, there were probably about six or seven youth surrounding this other youth, praying with and for, checking in, making sure everything's okay. "Are you needing to talk? I'm here." Our youth rallied around one another that week. Also saw one of our youth reach out to a girl from another youth group. This girl was coming from a very bad home life. She even admitted, "I really don't want to be here. I don't know who this God is that you're talking about. Why you're doing all this stuff like that?" Our youth made it a mission to spend time with this girl and to share the love of Christ with this girl. The girl was not able to stay the entire week, but when she was about to leave, she told our youth, "I don't want to leave. I'm learning too much." Our youth were reaching out to people, even there among the other youth groups. Not when we were out on site, but among each other right there at Salem Baptist Church. The thing that caught me the most, though, was the reminder that it's not about me. It is really and truly about Christ. We are not supposed to be there for our own things. Even going through everything with that van, seeing others jump out. Had several men who were there who jumped in and helped get things ready so that van can make it back up the mountain and down again on Friday. So many people were willing to serve, even us. It was awesome to see that much service and love given. During this week, our group definitely grew closer together. Years past, we have had some drama and some fights among each other. You can imagine how it is being in close quarters for that long. But that didn't happen this week. I watched our youth look out for each other, step up and help each other out. I saw them pray for each other. And even during the bad times, they always kept on saying, "It's not about me." And that was awesome to see. We've got some pictures we'd like to share with you, give you a little more of a glimpse of camp. We've got a lot of pictures of us hanging out, having some fun, but we also did our best to get some pictures during worship, during ministry sites, some of the sites we could not take pictures at. But we just want to give you a little glimpse, because you know what? We would not have been able to go on this trip without your help. Y'all supported us financially and most importantly, and we just thank you so much for the number of prayers that you sent up. Because without your prayers, without your support, this week would not have happened. And the way that God worked through us would not have happened. So I hope you enjoy this time. And afterwards, I'm going to ask Pastor Tom to come up and just close out how he sees fit.